welcome to episode 10.
Yay!
Of Double Bubble with Girk and Keek.
We made it!
We did it!
Our goal, you know what? Our goal was to make it to at least 10, and we did. So goodbye, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Actually, we love doing this so much, and we really appreciate, we're starting to get some more feedback, and that's really exciting, and please keep sending us feedback. We're actors, and we need to be reassured that we're doing a good job.
We're very insecure. Okay, so I was at an audition yesterday, and this session runner comes out, who the people, when you go to a commercial audition, there's always the guy who runs the session. It's not necessarily the casting director, but sometimes they can be very friendly, and a lot of times they can be super grumpy. And he comes out, and there's two sign-in sheets, and he's like, make sure to sign in the right sign-in sheet. It's not like it's clearly written on the board or anything, but of course nobody read it. And he walks away, and I just turn to the woman next to me, and we look at each other, and she says, that's right, because we're just stupid fucking actors. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Right, because we can only step in where the shoe marks are to mark.
So we're just stupid, insecure actors. We need your praise. I had a dream, I think, that people were coming up to me and saying, I heard your podcast. It was so fantastic.
I got a phone call the other night from a friend of mine that I had no idea was listening. So thanks, Dan.
Yes, Dan. Yay.
So now what we're thinking, first of all, when Keek and I decided to do this, initially our idea was that we would drink it every episode because that's what one does.
It was really ambitious. Originally, we thought it was a fantastic idea. And then we realized just how ambitious that was because we record at all hours of the day. And
right.
It was a little ambitious and costly to be doing a drink of the week every week. However,
no, we're still doing it.
We're going to sprinkle it in because my Uncle Jim's homemade margaritas are the bomb. I have some in the fridge right now, but I'm not going to drink those because we're doing mimosas because it's early in the morning for me.
Well, you can. I'm going to actually just, I have a little.
You got to get a bottle opener for yours.
I do have to get a bottle, but it's a little, it came in a 4-pack.
That's great.
And so so I'm just doing straight champagne. And as being a girl from the Midwest, I'm drinking it right from the bottle. No fancy fucking glass for me.
No, I'm doing mimosas. And I have here, I'm going to take a selfie of it so everyone can see that Girk is drinking hers. I'll take a selfie of my fantastic fancy mimosa. But wait, see, now I wanted to do the reveal. So I'm going to
do.
I didn't open the bottle until, now watch, I'm going to probably fucking pop an eye out here. Don't shoot your eye out. Okay, hang on. I'm going to open my...
You know how to do it, right?
I do know how to do... Shut up.
Don't put it towards your computer screen. If that flies across the bracket.
Hang on, I'm putting it this way.
Yay! Okay.
Yay! Get ready.
Now here's mine.
Hang on. Put in sound effects here of cheering.
Yay! Okay. Now here's my bottle.
It's the difference between me and Girk right here. One is a champagne bottle popping and one is a... Yeah, that's the difference between me and you right there, sister.
It's still not even open yet. Okay. Oh, well, you know, you want to know the real difference between me and you? I'm drinking about 10 ounces of it, and you're going to drink a fucking bottle.
Whatever. Don't judge me. Hang on. We're going to do another selfie here. Okay. We'll post our selfies, our celebratory selfies.
All right. Well, I'm taking my... Cheers to you, Keek.
Cheers to you, Girk.
Happy 10th episode. Woo, clink. Here we go.
Okay.
Wow, that's quite lovely at 10:52.
I am super girly, so mine, of course, is almond champagne because the sweeter the better for me. So that's
I don't like it sweet. I like a brut. Sweet gives me, I like a little sweet.
Yeah, you do. You like to be manhandled, do you?
Fuck yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, that's
true. Listen.
Little throwdown's always good. Yeah.
So here's what we're doing now after episode 10. We're going to start bringing guests on, and we're actually going to be, I'm going to be investing some cashola in a new system so that we can actually have guests. Cause right now the way our setup is, we don't have the capability really to do the whole guest thing.
Yeah. So you're going to have to bear with us because there are some things, you know, obviously our first guests, probably the way it works out, are going to be the poker chicks, which as it should be. But You'll have to bear with us because that's a lot of chicks. That's a lot of vag in one room on only like two or three mics. So if there's a crazy noise, you know, you'll have to excuse the quality of the recording on that one.
Yeah, I think they'll get over it for the content anyway. So here's the other thing too, is that I think who we've got on deck possibly for some upcoming guests would be Ruth.
Ruth!
Superfan Tim.
Superfan Tim. Ruth and her squatty potty. She's going to have to come on.
Yeah. And then family Super member Fan X. Tim.
Family member. Ooh, family member X wants to make an appearance.
He does. And your dude. We got to get your dude on.
Oh, my dude wants to do. We are going to introduce a segment called Sex Sent Me to the ER with my dude, who used to be a paramedic for 7 years. And he has got some crazy fucking stories. There is a story that basically kind of starts with a priest and a prostitute and a dog walk into a bar.
Wow, those are my favorite.
Yeah, so that's my favorite story so far. So my dude will be coming on to tell some of those stories because all that shit that you see on TV and that you read about is truth is stranger than fiction, my friend.
Well, and I live that every day.
Yeah.
So, so that's what we got coming up, guys. So stay with us. Tell your friends. We're growing with this and we're really, really excited to have you with us. And thank you. And on with the show.
On with the show. I am digging this almond champagne mimosa, man.
Are you?
Yeah. I thought I was just going to take a couple of sips and be like, okay, I gotta go to work later, but somebody's going to go to work a little happier today.
That's fine. With your happy juice. Mommy's happy juice.
Oh, I call it that all the time. It's mommy's happy juice.
Nice.
Don't talk to me until I've had my happy juice. Okay, so I have a word of the week.
Bring it on.
That I came across. I don't remember why. I was looking something up, and I came across erectation. Erectation.
Use it in a sentence.
I had an unexpected erectation, and I was so embarrassed.
My first guess is going to be, I want to, like, it makes me think of irritation. So I want to think, like, erectation, that some guy named Eric is bothering you.
Oh, my God, that's it.
Erectation.
Erectation.
Can you repeat again your sentence?
It's E-R-U-C-T-A-T-I-O-N, erectation. I had an unexpected erectation, and I was so embarrassed.
A pimple?
No, but that's a good guess. Although I have to say it would be more along the lines of Girk had an unexpected erectation.
No, did I fart?
No, close though. Other end.
Oh, a quiffy quiff.
No.
No.
That's cute, though.
Yeah, sorry. I thought you meant other side. You meant other end.
Oh, of course. I queefed. Quiffed. Oh, Girk says quiff. Quiff.
But we know that I don't quiff. Okay, so you belched?
Yeah, it's a belch.
I belched?
Yeah.
Should I see if I can do one? So, hold on.
But you know what? Yeah, do it.
Go on.
Oh, but that's so, I'm sorry. That's so Girk, because you use your fancy 50-cent words that now the next time. Yeah, here you go. That's so pretty. That, my friends, that's a cheap champagne. That's a cheap champagne burp.
That's an erectation, as we just learned.
That's a cheap champagne erectation. But as we all have learned over the 10 weeks of us doing the show, Girk has her fancy words that she likes to use. So now she's going to say...
Wait a second.
What?
Why are they fancy? Because I use them, because they have more than four letters in it. I mean, we all know that I like
because sometimes when, like, for example, we were talking about picking noses, and you were, you know, when I tried to dislodge the member from my nasal cavity, people don't speak like that. And now you can say, I am so sorry.
What do you mean people? Wait, what do you mean people don't speak like that? I am a people and I speak like that.
But people don't now, because now you're going to go forth in your life and you're going to say, oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry for my erectation. And because you know you're going to use it now and people are going to look at you
and
go, what?
Yeah, but I'm not dumbing this down.
No,
I
it's not
am.
about dumbing down. It's about who you are, sister. Let your freak flag fly. And you like to use big fancy words.
And that's a freak flag using the language that I, my mother tongue.
I'm sorry, mother tongue. Listen, I'll give you mother tongue. I had some mother tongue last night. Listen,
Nice.
here's the thing. Most people don't speak in elementary school spelling bee language. You are a walking fucking spelling bee.
And you know what? I used to participate in those spelling bees.
Yes, and this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens to
You
people who
become
grow up.
smart.
This is what
You
happens
become
to
educated.
spelling bee winners when they grow up. They walk around saying, "I'm so sorry, excuse me for my eructation."
Wait. I never amounted to anything else in my life, but I know these words. I spent my nights when I was 11 looking through the dictionary and marking off all the words that I learned how to spell and say. No.
That's funny shit. No, but still, there you go. Word of the week. Word of the week.
Irritation.
Yeah, go forth and use it. Use it, people.
Ready? Here, we're going to use it again.
That's
That was a good one.
champagne right there, my friends.
Yeah,
I need to
champagne.
start guzzling this shit from the bottle. Okay, what do we got up? We got some stories that we didn't get to last week because we got so wildly off course with our squatty potty and bidet talk.
I did get the squatty potty, and I will do a testimonial for myself and with Ruth for the next show because Ruth is enthralled, and I want to leave it at that. And I have to tell you that I'm quite pleased too.
I'm
And
quite pleased. Wait, didn't I read? Did you post? Didn't you post
I
a
posted the link.
testimonial already?
No, I posted a link to the Squatty Potty.
Why do I remember reading a testimonial by you? Did you text it to me?
I think I just told you how gratified I was with my movements since engaging the use of the Squatty Potty. But you know,
Posted something on Facebook. I know
no,
I'm
I
not
think
crazy.
we did. And then Sherry had said that she uses a stool, and I
Superfan
can.
Sherry, yes, said that she, which is so crazy to me that people out there are responding on Facebook saying, "Oh yeah, we use a step stool in my family," and I'm going, "What? I've never heard of anything like that in my life. Any sort of get your body in crazy positions to try to get the shit to come out. I've never even heard of that." And here people are responding saying, "Oh, my family uses a step stool."
Well, I used it previously. I used a footstool, but it wasn't high enough. It was only like a little
Where did
4 inch
you get
high.
that though? Where did you where did you just think that up? Like, hey, if I get my knees up higher, the poop will shoot out?
Well, because I would get such a stomach ache, it would take, I just knew from experience, maybe from Ruth, that raising your legs up kind of takes the pressure off. And so that's what I did. And so, but the stool wasn't working. I literally took a kneeler that I had bought for like meditating, and now that's in my bathroom. So whenever I go and take a crap and I was using the stool, it said love on it. Love, love. And I'm like, I love to shit. I love to shit. I love to shit. Please shit.
I am
Please.
willing the shit to come out. I am
Please.
willing it.
And the love bench wasn't doing it for me, but the squatty potty, holy shnikes.
But
Okay, but
did
we'll get
you?
it.
I just have to know though. Did you giggle the first time you used it? Were you giggling?
No, because I was having kind of a moment where I wasn't able to produce.
It was a serious moment. It's not fucking funny.
No, I was in one of my as we discussed, I have issues, but I was in one of my modes where I wasn't able to go. And it'd been like 2 weeks.
So was
And
that,
so
were you literally like in tears, sweet Jesus, holy mother of God, thank you, Squatty Potty, you saved my
you know
life?
what? No, it wasn't that the squatty, because I had to take something else to kind of get things moving, if you will. So it's not like the squatty potty put me in a position that it pushed it forward.
All
But
right,
what
so.
it did was, realigned how my body was sitting so that the evacuation wasn't, I didn't strain. Oh my God. I have to tell you something, but I don't know if I want this to be on the show.
Okay, tell me.
So while this was going on, I was straining and stuff, and it was really awful because it was like 2 weeks of just rabbit poop and stuff. It was not fun. And so after my elimination, I was, cleaning everything up. It wasn't like gross or anything, but I was cleaning everything up. And I was using one of those wipes that we talked about.
Yeah.
And I felt the skin flap, and it was like the size of a pea. So apparently, That's its function. When it gets upset and angry, it gets bigger.
Are you sure,
And
honey, that that skin flap is not what the rest of the world calls a hemorrhoid?
it could really be one.
I think it's a hemorrhoid, baby.
And I have to tell you that I had my friend over who had seen it in its deflated state. And he was like, oh yeah, wow, that's really big. That's the skin flap. It's, you know, but
Again,
in
so sexy. Hang on. Let me show you something. What is this? Look at, can you, let me just, I'm gonna bend over for a minute. What is that? Can you look at that for a minute?
you know that's exactly what I did. You know that's
I know it is.
exactly what
I
I
know it
did.
is because we've all been there. When you've been
I'm like,
married or
wait,
when you've been
wait.
with somebody for a long time, you're just like, baby, I love you. I know that the thrill is still there, but can you get down in there and show me what that is? I can't.
No, there was no getting down. I just bend over. I'm very flexible.
I
So
know
I just.
it's hilarious though. It's hilarious, but I have to tell you, I think that's really funny because it sounds to me, with my medical degree from WebMD, that that would be what we call in the medical profession a hemorrhoid.
And that's what the dermatologist thought as well.
Yeah, it's
But
a
it's just
hemorrhoid,
been this,
honey.
it's been a mystery that it's like
It's a
flaccid.
mystery. Oh, sweet mystery of love, at last I found you. Were you singing while you were
Sweet mystery of
shitting?
life, at last I found you. You're not a skin flap, you're a hemorrhoid. Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah!
Your feet in the squatty potty and you're in the physician, all of a sudden the neighborhood, the birds are like flying out of the trees. Ooh, sweet mystery.
Exactly. Anyway,
As the evacuation is flowing. Okay.
so
All
anyway,
right, no
enough.
more poop talk in this episode. We're moving. We're going highbrow, sister. Highbrow.
Let's go. Let's go. And I already have a little buzz from this champagne.
I know, right? This shit is good. All right, so what should we start with? 'Cause I know you had a story, and I thought I had heard all of your good dating stories, but you told me that you were going to tell me a story about a date where a guy masturbated
Awful.
and
It was
I don't
awful.
remember I don't remember any story that involved somebody masturbating on your date.
Oh, masturbating. Oh, anyway. Okay,
I don't know
so,
the story. I don't know this one, so this is going to be
well,
new
here
to
we
me.
go.
New to me and you, folks.
So I was at the Derby, which is was like a swing kind of dance
Oh,
club.
I miss the Derby.
Yeah, it
It
was
was a
really
great
fun.
club. That was in Swingers, the movie Swingers.
And a bunch of several of our friends were dancers on that. In
Yeah.
any case, so I was there one night, and they teach swing dancing classes.
Yeah,
And so
I took lessons there.
so did I. This is what you get for champagne at 10:30 in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm
Lady,
such a lady.
she's a
Okay,
lady.
so I'm there and I'm up going up to the bar and I meet this really, really good looking guy. I mean, seriously fucking good looking guy. And we just start chatting, and you know, he's like, I've never been here before. And I'm like, well, whatever, you know, they have dance classes and this and that and the other. He's like, this is really cool. And I saw the movie Swingers, but I'm not like a poser. I'm not, you know, I really just thought it was a cool place. I thought I'd check it out. And I said, okay, you know, whatever. And we introduced ourselves, and he's like, you're really cool. After a couple, you know, about an hour of talking, he's like, I'd love to go out with you sometime. And I go, okay. And he goes, can I have your number? And I give him my number. And it was the warning signs already, like the shit that you already know, but you're kind of like, but he's so cute. I don't really want to think these bad things about
Oh,
him.
what warning signs?
Well, when he called me the first time, I don't even remember his name. When he called me the first time, he's like, hey, it's, you know, John, and you know, I wanted to take you out to El Coyote, which is a Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles, which I call El Diarrhea because whenever you eat there, you just shit your brains out
Yeah, I don't
afterward.
understand that. It's one of those restaurants that everyone's like, oh, it's a staple and you have to go there, blah, blah, blah. I went there and it was like the refried beans from a can and I mean, I didn't,
Yeah, it's
it
not great
wasn't,
food at all. I just think the drink, but
no.
the drinks are way
Oh,
strong.
they do have really, that's what I remember about it. They have
It's the
really
margarita.
strong margaritas and they're really
Yeah.
good. They're really good,
Yeah.
but
But the
it
food's eh.
overpowers the flavor of the crap food.
Yeah, there's no culinary delight by
It's
eating
like
there.
Casa Vega, that's the other staple,
Yes.
and that doesn't have very good food either, but like famous people eat there, so you know, whatever, in the
Right.
valley.
So he says, you know, let's go to El Coyote, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. And but he won't give me his number. Like he doesn't.
Uh-oh, first red flag.
Yeah, first red flag. And I was like I said, I think I was like 23. Well, no, I would have been 24, 25, maybe. Not dumb and not super naive, but I was like, I think he said, like, not everyone had a cell phone then either. So I think he was like, I'm moving, or I don't have a number, or I'm staying with somebody and it's uncomfortable. And I was already starting to go, maybe this dude's got a girlfriend. It's kind of what I was thinking. So anyway, I remember he comes to pick me up. He says to me, I'm house sitting for a, I'm house sitting for a guy who lives in this beautiful Frank Lloyd Wright house. And we had talked enough that he knew I was kind of into the art stuff and that I was, that would be something that would be of interest to me. He goes, well, go have dinner and we'll go over there. And there's great art there and stuff. And I said, okay, that'd be cool.
That is totally like that episode of Sex and the City where they go to LA and Vince Vaughn's character says he's house sitting. And what was it? Carrie Fisher calls Carrie Bradshaw a whore.
Okay, wait. I fucking stop it. We're just drinking champagne and now you're drinking a green smoothie. You're an asshole. I'm still like working on this half of
mine.
And I see you like drinking this healthy shit.
You suck. You're a fucking asshole. Look, my glass is empty.
Now you're getting all healthy on me, and I'm going to tell you the story, and I need you to be buzzed.
I am buzzed. I got to, like, it. Put something else in my stomach.
All right. Oh, yeah, so green liquid's going
to
be great.
I'm in L.A. It's, like, 8:30 my time. I actually have shit to do today. Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten anything yet, so the buzz went to my head really fast.
Okay. The Vince Vaughn story, so Sex and the City. So he calls me. Okay, so then I have my two roommates at the time, and I said, listen, I want you to write down this guy's license plate number because I have no phone number.
In case he's a murderer?
Well, I'm serious. I really didn't know who this guy was. And I had no way to get.
The 80s or the 90s, right? The 90s when everyone just had pagers.
Right. I just had a pager. So I said, I really did. I made them write down his license plate number when I left. I said, if you don't see me in a couple hours.
You know what? That's the equivalent of when our parents were like, you don't understand what it was like. When I grew up, I had to walk to school uphill both ways in the snow. That's our equivalent of that. You don't understand. Back when I was young, we had to write down license plate in case the guy was a murderer. We didn't have cell phones.
Couldn't take a picture of it.
We couldn't take a picture of it.
We literally had to write it down. Okay, so the guy picks me up and he takes me to El Coyote and he orders like two rounds of a double margarita. So
shit,
double the
those
alcohol.
Those are really strong, like single, really strong.
Yeah. Okay. So, but let's just remember my history, which is I graduated from a college where I drank all the time. I mean, who did? We did. We just drank. So my tolerance at that time, which is not what it is now, but my tolerance at that time was really, really high. He just took a big swig from the bottle. And, you know, we've had two double margaritas and we're finishing dinner. And I think he just wanted to, you know, like.
Oh, so he at least got you dinner.
Yeah, he got me dinner or diarrhea, as I like to call it. He got me dinner and he's like, let's go. Let's go look at this house. And I'm like, that's cool. And again, I'm drunk, but I'm not fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, I am certainly have had plenty to drink, but I had a high tolerance then. So I think he was kind of expecting me to be like tottering on my shoes, you know? So we get to this house and the house is stunning. It is beautiful.
Yeah. The flank. See, now I'm just drinking straight from the bottle. The Frank Lloyd Lighthouse.
I'm actually because of this thinking about getting the other bottle that's sitting in my refrigerator.
Yeah, Girk was like, no, I'll just get a half bottle of champagne. It'll be fine. She comes back with a 4-pack. I'm drinking straight from the bottle now. The Frank Lloyd Wright House? You went to the Frank Lloyd Wright House?
Yeah. So we get there and, you know, we walk in and there was beautiful art everywhere. I mean, it was great stuff. It was definitely stuff that I was interested in. And he says to me, my cousin's staying in the back house too. I'm going to go tell him here. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, that's weird.
That is weird. Totally.
Totally weird. So he goes, just look at the art and I'll come back in. So I'm looking, you know, in the hallways, there were just pictures side by side by side. And so I'm looking at all these pictures and it winds me around to this bedroom, the master bedroom.
Okay.
And I walk in.
But you're by yourself now. You're by yourself.
Yeah. For a good 5 minutes. So I walk in and he's like laying on the bed waiting for me. He's like, I knew you'd end up here. And I'm like, apparently, I guess. Okay. And I it was like weird. It was like there was an exercise bike in there and dressers. It was a normal bedroom, but it was just like something struck me as odd. So he gets up.
But he had his clothes off, on. He had his clothes
On,
on.
on, 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 on. He gets up and he comes over and we start making out and he leads me to the bed and we're continuing to make out and he starts taking all of his clothes off. Like there wasn't much foreplay at all. I mean, there was like he's like naked in 3 seconds.
Okay,
And
but
I'm
wait, what were you doing while he was taking his clothes
We were just
off?
making out. We were making out. So he's like undoing his pants and undoing his stuff, like, you know, like doing that. And he's like trying to grope me. It was very one of those, like, at the moment, it was kind of hot and heavy. So it's like,
Oh,
you know,
okay. Because
clothes
I was
and.
gonna say it's gotta be a little uncomfortable. Because if you were thinking I'm not, there's no way I'm having sex with this guy, and yet you're standing there while he's taking all of his clothes off.
Well, no, I wasn't standing there. We were laying on the bed and he's, you know, we're making out. And it wasn't like I had determined at that point that I wasn't having sex with him per se. Except that, you know, I wasn't just sleeping around with anybody. So I certainly wasn't going to do it on my on the first date. You know what I
Right,
mean?
right.
So, and I was really guarded with how free I was at that time anyway. I mean, you weren't just in any case. So we're making out. He takes off my sweater. I have this really cute bralette thing on. He takes my tights off. I have underpants on. I mean, I am like not, you know, going there. And he starts to do the touchy-feely thing. And I'm like, dude, no, you know, like we're this, I hardly even know you. And I clearly I'm already drunk and laying in this bed in
Okay,
my
but
underpants.
okay. But again, it goes back to the last episode or whatever, however many episodes, the Walk of Shame episode, where you told the story and I was saying, okay, young naive Girk was naked with this guy, and of course the guy's gonna think that you want to have sex with him, and now here you are again, young naive Girk, making out with this guy in a bed. He's
With
mostly
my
he's
underpants on.
naked. Yeah, but he's naked. At this point, isn't he naked?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's totally naked. You let him get your clothes off to just a bra and underwear. Most guys aren't going to think, yeah, I'm going to get some heavy petting action in and then I'm going to let her
No. You know, but I again,
go.
I was not falling down drunk, but I was drunk enough where my, you know, like I was kind of like, what the fuck's going on? Like, okay, so we're like making out, and then he's like, you know, trying to do under the bra and everything. And I'm like, no, slow down. It was just too fast. Everything was really fast. And I'm like, dude, slow down. And now I'm starting to be like, I'm not digging this kind of thing at all.
Because it was
Out of
getting, then it was
nowhere.
getting creepy. Because that's the thing is, you
It
know,
was just starting to get creepy when he starts jerking himself off.
because I,
And
you know, we have the, and again, I feel like we're public service announcement, especially now that I know that we have younger listeners, because we have, you know, younger male listeners that we need to teach and say,
you mean we need to
even
teach them not to put ball sweat on their hands and rub their face?
if, or if, even if you have a girl who allows you to take her tights off. And all of her clothes except for her bra and her panties, no means no.
Well, and so that was it. He stopped trying after I said no, but that didn't stop him from masturbating and jerking off on my stomach. And by that point, I am like,
Wait, but
what the
what were
fuck just
you
happened?
doing? If he's
What the fuck just
masturbating,
happened?
what were you doing? You were lying there. He clearly had to be aiming it at you. He had
Well,
to
I think
be
we were still
having his
kissing at
cock
the,
pointed at you.
I think, we, well, we were still kissing at that time. So I wasn't 100% sure what was going on. It's
You're
not like he was
kissing and
leaning back.
scooching your body farther away from him because
Well,
as he's don't point that thing at me.
it wasn't like he was leaning back, just like, look at me jerking off. It wasn't like that,
Isn't
you
this
know?
hot, baby? Doesn't this make you want to have sex with me?
No, it wasn't until the end when he was about ready to come that I was just like, holy shit, what's going on? You know, because it was like, okay. So he's done and he gets up and he goes to the bathroom and he comes back with a washcloth and he goes, here.
Oh,
And he,
nice. Gentlemanly. That's
yeah.
great.
And
Here,
then
wipe
I'm
yourself
like,
up.
okay. He goes, I'll be right back. And he leaves for like another 5 minutes. And I get dressed and I'm like, I just want to get out of here. There's something not right here. You know, obviously something not right. So he comes back. I think he had taken his clothes in the bathroom and like put his clothes on. So he comes back and he goes, oh, good, you're dressed. I'm like, yeah,
Wow.
he
This
goes,
guy is
let's.
an asshole.
He goes, let's go. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking, am I going to be safe getting home with this guy? Like, obviously, I'm hoping yes, because clearly he could have done anything he really wanted to there. So he drives me back home. And it was so obviously so different in the car. He's not like, when are we going to get together again? I had such a good time or whatever. And clearly, I wasn't in a place. It was just bad news. So he drops me off at home and I never hear from him again. But here's what I really think happened. I think that when he went to go see his cousin the first time, that he was like, turning a camera on or something, and that this was a setup, and that when he went to go back, he turned the camera off. I think I wasted the footage. I don't think that it's I mean, it wasn't internet yet, so it would have to definitely be video.
So I was going to say this was way before the internet, but so there you go. There you go. So for our male listeners out there, if you are trolling internet porn and you see a poor unsuspecting girk out there and or a girl in just her bra and panties getting masturbated
Yeah, because that's a big hit.
on.
Everyone's looking for that. You know what?
Hey, there's a lot of fetish porn out there. There is a lot of fetish porn out
I don't want
there.
to see anyone. Yeah, okay. I don't want to think about me being on some fetish porn masturbating video reel. Like, that's not cool. I don't think it exists. I think the guy was pretty much pissed because he wasted his cum and he wasted footage.
He wasted his VHS tape.
Yeah.
He wasted a
So
whole VHS tape on you.
that's up there with the creepiest date, and I'm so thankful that I wasn't physically assaulted.
Yeah, it is. That is super creepy. That is super fucking creepy.
But you want to know what else is creepy?
What else
Since
is
we're talking
creepy?
creepy,
What?
I went to Vegas for one of my aunt's weddings, and we're not particularly close now, maybe as a result of this story. So she was remarrying the man she first married. She'd been married a couple times, but she was remarrying her first husband in Vegas. And I
Wait,
was,
remarrying her first husband? So they got married, they got divorced. Did she marry anybody else?
yeah, she'd married like two or three other times, and then they got back together, 25 years later and got remarried.
That's crazy.
Well, there you go. And hence why I call her Crazy Aunt Crazy.
Crazy
Okay?
and crazy. Yeah, okay.
Crazy Aunt Crazy. So my mom, Ruth, and another aunt of mine had flown in from Chicago to go to Vegas for this wedding because they knew this original, husband number one. And my uncle from California had flown into Vegas, and they had come with this guy named Tom, a friend of theirs. Tom was a virgin,
How old
just
was Tom?
40. So, seriously, 40-year-old virgin.
And he was a friend of Crazy Aunt.
Crazy Aunt Crazy.
Okay.
So, we say hello. I think they had gotten married the night before, and I was only able to fly in for like Saturday night, and I wanted to see my mom and my aunt and whatever, so I flew out.
To Vegas.
So I'm in the hotel room with my mom and my good aunt, and the phone rings, and it's Crazy Aunt Crazy. And she says, "Hey, Girk, listen. I think we told you that Tom was a virgin." And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Well, before we call a call girl, I was just wondering if maybe you would have sex with him." I shit you not.
Crazy called you a prostitute. You were literally one call above the prostitute.
Can
Wow.
you
And did you say, this is what I would have said. Well, how much were you going to pay the prostitute?
I was completely mortified. I mean, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Absolutely not. Well, you're such a nice person, and we thought that you could like show him the ropes and give him a good time, and that it would be a good thing for him. And I'm like, do you realize that I'm your niece and you just asked me to sleep with some guy that I don't even know and don't even like and don't even want to? It was really, really, that's one of the reasons why I don't speak with her. One of the
Because she called you a prostitute? I don't know why that would necessarily
She didn't call me a prostitute. She
cause
manipulated
a
me.
rift in the family.
Yeah. So, but in front of my mom and my aunt, and I hung up and I'm like, "You'll never believe what Crazy Aunt Crazy just did." And she's like, they're like, "Yeah, we actually could believe that."
Wow.
By the way, have I told you how dysfunctional my family is?
I don't think you need to really
Okay.
explain it. I think everybody now knows. I think all 36 of our listeners now know.
Well, and my aunt passed away 3 weeks ago, and last Friday was her memorial.
Yeah.
And the dysfunction that was revealed to me in the course of the last 3 weeks was crazy, crazy, crazy. And I will not get into it per se, except to say that I have now decided that this is the theme song for my family. Ready?
What is it?
Ba ba da ba ba da ba 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 ba
Isn't that all the theme music from like
Ba-da-da-da,
all the shows from the
da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da And da 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 da. Do you
So
know what that show is?
that just plays in the background whenever you talk to your family.
It just started as of 3 days ago. It sure did. Do you know what theme song that is from?
Why do I recognize that? Isn't
You
it from
totally will.
it's from something from the 70s, right? Isn't it from a theme song from a show in the 70s?
Late 70s, early 80s.
Maude?
No. No, because think of the family. Think about the family being so dysfunctional.
The Brady Bunch? No, I know the
No,
Brady
I'm
Bunch
gonna
theme.
actually, I'm gonna put the, I'll put it up on the website, but it's soap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I
These
loved
are the
that
Tates,
show.
and these are the Campbells.
I loved that show.
And it's like, this is family X and this is family Y. And this is what happens when family X and family Y get together. It is, that's how crazy my family is.
You know what's really sad is that I want to keep drinking.
Me too. I'm gonna go get that
I
other bottle. In
know,
fact,
but
I don't
I have
realize.
stuff to do today and I have to drive and shit, and yet I want to keep drinking. I'm actually now just drinking straight from the bottle, even
I
though
know, and I
you
only
called me
finished
an
my
asshole
little
because
eight.
I was drinking my green drink too.
I know, and I have to work, and I've got. This is what happens when you become a grown up. I fucking sucks.
I want to keep drinking.
I so liked the lack of responsibility that I had at 18 and 21 because I could just get fucked up and be like,
It's
whatever.
wasted on the young. We would appreciate it now. It's fucking wasted on the young. It's wasted.
Okay, so there you go. That's my crazy aunt crazy story on top. So I have
I
had
cannot
multiple,
believe.
but that's another date humiliation story. Like, even though I wasn't on a date with this guy, this is the kind of date that they wanted to set up for me,
Yeah, but
that I
how
am
awkward
just
was
a
the rest of
hole.
that? Was the rest of that? Then you had to see them at the wedding, and did they just look at you and shake their heads like you missed out? Look
No,
at this great
the
guy.
wedding happened the night before I got there. I couldn't come for the wedding. I was there for like the
But did you
weekend
ever
part.
meet 40-year-old virgin? Did you ever meet him?
Of course I did. I don't, I got the feeling that they probably were just like exercising options before they told him. So I'm
Oh,
not
so
really sure
he
the
didn't
conversation.
know. He probably didn't know, like, that's the one. That's the one we wanted to have sex with
Well,
you, and
maybe
she
he did, but
wouldn't.
I don't think when he saw me, he's like, I want to fuck that girl. I think that she was like, Tom, let's get you laid this trip, but let's find someone safe and clean. Oh, my niece is here. She's
Let's
viable.
find someone safe and clean. Not so clean now,
Right.
eh?
Yeah, we all know that I what's come down my stomach, so.
Yeah, that's super hot. I mean,
Yeah.
and again, not that there's anything wrong with that, young listeners out there. It's okay to come on a girl's stomach if she wants you to, but if she's laying there in her bra and her panties saying no, probably best thing is to maybe masturbate later after she's left.
Abort the mission.
Abort the mission, take the lovely lady home, tell her you had a nice time, and then go home and masturbate.
Sounds like a plan. That's a good plan. All right, so where are we going
It's
from here? 10th
dirty. It's
episode.
dirty and wrong, dirty and wrong.
Right, so
Well,
why is it just that we're hearing about my crazy date stuff?
because I am super lame. I was super lame and nerdy. I didn't really date a lot. Like I had, when after my divorce and when I was forced to do the internet dating thing because all of my friends were, my little sister literally was going to do a profile for me. I said, "Great, you do that. Go on eHarmony and take the fucking 20-minute quiz, personality quiz, because then I'll find all of your perfect matches.
Right.
And I'll date them." But I really didn't want to do it because it just sounded mortifying and humiliating. And I did eventually do it because after, I was single there for 7 years, did not date hardly at all, did the occasional hookup booty call because I literally thought that my body was going to explode without sex. But I didn't really date. I didn't really date. And so I did go on the occasional coffee date. But not to the extent that some of my friends did. My God, I had friends coming out of the woodwork telling me about their internet dating experiences. And one of my guy friends, it was like a full-time fucking job for him. He literally had coffee dates, but he didn't do coffee. He was a wine drinker, so he did wine. They'd go to wine bars. He had wine dates like 5 nights a week.
Wow,
It was
that's
a
serious.
full-time job. And
Did
that's
he
just.
ever meet anybody?
He met a lot of people, but none of them really. There was one gal that he was dating for a while, but I mean, you have to know my friend. He's kind of crazy. He eventually runs him off. There was one gal he was dating.
Don't they all?
Don't they all? There was one gal he was dating for a while, and we all thought she was fantastic. He ran her off after like a year. But most of the, I don't know if he met her on the internet. He might have. But most of the dates were just that. They were just wine dates. You know, you go and you meet these people for like 15 minutes and you know, in the first, I was so naive that literally, and so backwards with dating, because when I met my ex-husband, I was 23 years old and I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20. So I didn't, as much as, and I didn't really date. I didn't have my first boyfriend until I was a senior in high school. So I didn't have a lot of dating experience. I literally had my first boyfriend in high school, which was, I was a senior, and that lasted like, 4 or 5 months, which is, in teen years, that's like 5 years.
Right.
And then did I have a boyfriend out? And then I dated. I had like maybe two guys that I dated after that. And then I met my ex-husband. So I didn't have a lot of dating experience. So I was literally completely fucking inept. I was in my late 30s when I got divorced. And I felt like I was, emotionally backwards when it came to dating because I had the dating maturity of a 22-year-old because that's the last time I actually had to deal with dating. We were together for, 13, 14 years. So it was a little kind of crazy for me because I would literally call my girlfriends and go, "Okay, so when do you know? What do you mean?" And this is my girlfriend who's never been married and is in her 40s, so she's like got a lot of dating experience. "What do you mean?" "Well, when do you know if you like them or not, or like if there's chemistry?" "I don't understand the question." I'm like, "Well, when, how are you supposed to know? Like, you go to this coffee date and you're like, oh, okay, I mean, he seems nice." She said, "No, immediately. You know immediately." "Really? But what if they're just like a really nice person and you feel like you could get along with it?" "Yeah, no. You know fairly early on if you want to see that person naked or not." "Oh, okay." And then after that, I was just like, nope. I got out of the car. There was this one coffee date. And I also learned, because that's the rule of thumb, don't spend too much time emailing and talking on the phone, because everybody can have crazy chemistry emailing on Facebook or,
Right.
IMing each other or
Right.
texting. Everybody's super fucking witty texting. And, or you talk on the phone, for an hour and you have crazy chemistry on the phone. Yeah, all of that is bullshit until you see the person face to face. And it's not about, oh, see, now I have the hiccups from the champagne.
You
Oh,
have erudation?
I have a little eructation in there. It's C's.
Erectation.
Yeah,
I used to
get
be.
it right. I had a little bit of eructation and a lot of hiccuping. Okay, so it's not about, I try to say, it's not about a shallow thing of like they don't need to be super fucking hot. I've seen their picture on Match.com, but you still, there needs to be some sort of chemistry. So there was one time where literally I was meeting this guy at a Starbucks. There was an outside patio. So he was going to be sitting on the outside patio. I get out of my car and I'm walking across the parking lot. So it's like maybe 50 feet, 100 feet. I'm walking across the parking lot and I see this guy sitting on the patio.
You
And
didn't. You walked away.
I did. I would never do that. No, I didn't walk away, but because I'm just too polite. But as I'm walking across the parking lot, I'm going, nope. He doesn't even. And I talked to him on the phone and he was the nicest guy and we had a lot in common, but I just knew. I was like, no fucking way. I am not fucking that guy. I would never fuck that guy. I would never fuck that guy. And it had nothing to do. He was an attractive man. There was just something about, you just know, there's just some sort of chemistry walking in. And that was hilarious because that chemistry, that lack of chemistry, hit me from fucking 100 feet away.
Wow.
And
Wow.
we had a very lovely talk. And I thought, and now I have to walk in there and talk to this guy for 15 minutes and then find a way to get the fuck out of there and never talk to him again. Because that's it. Then you, if the other person is interested and they want to talk to you again, then you have to figure out a way of saying, no, thank you. And it's just, and then, the one date that I did have where it turned into, there were a couple of times where coffee turned into a date. And one of them, the guy reminded me, he started talking and everything out of his mouth was exactly like my ex-husband. He worked at the
Oh.
same restaurant chain. I thought he had a job, but he ended up being an actor and like a starving, struggling actor. And that it was just so much of a turnoff. Like literally the sexy was just seeping out of me and pooling on the floor. I could not get out of that date faster. And then there was the British guy who I wasn't even remotely attracted to, but we had good like chemistry, bantery chemistry. And I thought, well, maybe something will happen here. And it just wasn't. And then, you know, when it was time to say goodbye, he shoved his tongue down my throat and pushed his hard erection against my leg and was grinding on my leg as he was kissing me. And I was like,
ew!
I could not be any more disgusted by what's happening right now. Like, I thought that this was kind of going okay, but no, and he was shorter than me, and the accent, I think, worked for him. And I even said on the date, like, does this accent work for you? Like, and he was like, oh yeah. So you get a lot of women, you get laid a lot because of your accent? Oh yeah. Yeah, probably not this time, I'm going to say. It's not working for me. Nothing there is working for me. So I didn't really have any crazy dating stories because I didn't date anyone that long. And when I was younger, you know, I started dating my ex when I was 23. So I'll have to kind of see if I can trudge back stories, but I didn't really date around. I was a very shy kind of, I just had a fucked up sense of guys. Guys always made me really, not insecure, but they made me very like shy and introverted. I'm a very extroverted person, but around a guy that I actually think that something might happen with or that I might like, I just completely shut down and get like, you know, even my dude now, he jokes around because we dated when we were, you know, 19, 20 years old. We were all tour guides at Universal Studios, which was, there's some funny stories there. That needs to be a sitcom. But we, you know, back at that age, when you have a group of friends and you're out of college and, I mean, you know, from the job that you had, you spend all of your time together. It's all right. About working. And when you get off work, what bar are we going to go to? Where are we going to go hang out? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You know, drag our hungover asses to work the next day. You spend 24/7 with these people for years until all of a sudden things change and you start to get real lives. But that's what we did back then. And when I was dating my dude back then, that's what it was like. I mean, he remembers, I don't have as much of a memory as he does about it, but he remembers, like, I was too shy to even tell him I liked him. I had my girlfriend go up to him and tell him, hey, you know, Keek likes you. Are you interested? Yeah, okay. And even like the first time we kind of hooked up was at a party at a friend's house where he just looked at me and said, hey, want to make out? Sure. And then we ended up making out on the couch at this point. That was his big move. So we still it's do that simple. Now. I'll look at him sometimes and go, hey, want to make out? Yeah.
Well, and like you had said, and this is what actually Dan, who called me the other night, said. He goes, I was listening to an episode where Keek said, men are very simple.
Yes.
He goes, and I couldn't agree more. He goes, not that I'm a relationship expert, but when my girlfriends tell me that they're having problems, I just have to remind them that guys are just simple.
They literally, and I felt, it's funny that you say that because I felt a little bad about saying that because I thought, oh my God, here we go. We're going to hear it from guys like that. You know, we have brains too. We're not just all about, but it's literally,
It's not about brains.
No, it's just about the difference between men and women. Women read way more into everything, and men literally, it's like, I want to go to work. I'm going to eat some food today. If I'm lucky, I would like to fuck something or at least put my dick in something, whether it's my hand or a woman. Great. Whatever. I'm okay. And I was watching Louis C.K. where he talks about how there's like a, he has a bit where he talks about how it's like the city should come out and red tag like the PSI rating on your cock because sometimes they just have to release. They just have to release every now and then, you know, they have to have, it's just like a valve. They got to release it every now and then they're good. But it's just a matter of, you know, I have varying levels of men. And it's all like cavemen. You have the evolved cavemen where if you're lucky, you get a little kind of Ryan Seacrest thing going where they have a little, you know, they're in touch with their feminine side, but they also have that, because you can't be too in touch with your feminine side because women like a little throwdown. They like a little grr in their man. They like a little caveman in there. Then there's the men who are like, you know, mostly healthy dose of caveman, which is what I have. He doesn't have a lot of feminine side in there, but he is an amazing person who was raised by his three sisters. So mm-hmm. He's got a healthy sense of what to do and what not to do when it comes to women, which is awesome. But he's a lot of caveman. And then there's just the fucking knuckle dragging cavemen, which is what my older sister is married to. And that's, they're great, but that's a tough one to deal with because when you need some sort of reassurance or some sort of romance
emotional support
or some yeah. sort of emotional support, you're not going to get it. You know, don't look there, because you are not, all they know to do is just be like, what? Yeah, no, you look fine. Just tell me I look pretty. Yeah, okay. You know, I mean, you're not going to get it there. You're not, it's not going to happen.
Yikes. Yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
So, I mean, that's my theory about men. I love them. I absolutely love them. I am just grateful to pieces for my guy. But that's, you know, that's what's out there. That's what's out there, my friends. And you have to be able to have peace with that. Make your peace with the guy you got, sisters.
I have so much to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. I think that's episode 10.
Is it episode 10? It's crazy.
All right. On that note, thanks a lot for listening to us. Episode 10, episode 20, episode 100. We really appreciate you guys hanging in there.
Spread the word. Spread the love.
Yeah. And we'll see you next time for what would be episode 11.
That's right. And again, as always, we will always, always thank The Handcuffs for our amazing theme song, www.thehandcuffs.com. And if you want to do, you know, give us shout outs, we're on Facebook at Double Bubble with Girk and Keek. We also have an email, doublebubblepodcast@gmail.com. So, you know, send us some ideas. Give us a shout out on Facebook.
Tell us what you think of the show.
Post stuff. We, you know what? And we have, last time around, we did ask for some more ladies to speak up, and we got some lady posts this week. And I was very happy about that.
A lady post.
No, but you
week.
Had, no, you had somebody else. There was someone else who I think was a friend of yours that posted saying that she was going to listen to her podcast when she was on vacation.
Well, there you go. Thanks, whoever that was.
Yeah. Thanks, whoever that was. So, we love you madly.
See you next week. I need someone who's clean.